What if there was a very specific type of fuel that you could ingest each day that would fire up your metabolism, unlock your energy, and make your abs appear like magic? A fuel source so aligned to your natural biology that it feels like medicine, stabilizing your blood sugar, your appetite, and your cravings so that you are free to live your best life. It might sound like science fiction, but I promise you, it's not. It's what happens when you learn how to track macros the right way. So keep listening. Welcome to the Holly Perkins Health Podcast. If you're a woman over the age of 35 and have health, fitness, or nutrition questions for your body, you're in the right place. I'm Holly Perkins, a women's strength and nutrition expert with over 30 years of experience, helping thousands of women transform their bodies to be stronger, more resilient, and more energetic, inside and out. Every week, you'll walk away with a real plan for improving your body composition so you can feel better now, reduce inflammation, and create lasting health. So, if you're ready to create the body that you need to keep up with the life that you love, let's dive in. Hello, and thank you for being here. If you are new, welcome. I'm Holly Perkins, and I help women, mostly over 40, to improve your body composition so that you are at least 70% lean mass, so that you can reduce your risk of disease and stay in the game of life and out of the rocking chair. And guess what? Nutrition is a big piece of that puzzle. Have you ever tried tracking macros and ended up more confused or obsessed or more exhausted than before? Or maybe you're hitting your protein goals perfectly, but you still feel puffy and tired and stuck. Or maybe you downloaded an app, but then you saw numbers everywhere, got confused, and immediately thought, I cannot do this for the rest of my life. Take a deep breath, because today I want to simplify this conversation and show you how to track macros in a way that actually supports your body, especially in midlife, and in a way that doesn't make you lose your mind. And hey, if this word macro is confusing for you and that's why you've tuned in today, you've heard it, but you aren't totally sure what it means, I will be going over that too, because this is one of my top five topics that I love to teach, that I am obsessed with, because it is hands down, without a doubt, the most effective way to fuel your body and to feed your life. It is the least restrictive approach to eating for health, for weight loss and longevity. And I believe this is the last quote-unquote diet that you will ever have to learn. It is that powerful. And this is not hyperbole. This is what I know to be true after 30 years of being in practice. A lot of women today feel like nutrition has become impossibly complicated, and you might be feeling confused by so much conflicting nutrition advice, like, should you be eating more protein? Do you actually need to cut carbs to lose fat? Or why does every expert say something different? Is fruit bad? And what about healthy fats? How many do I need? Take it from my end of the coaching desk. Women are more confused than ever about how and what and when to eat. So if that's how you feel right now, you are in the perfect place today. In this episode, you'll learn what macros actually are and where to find them, why tracking macros is the most effective way to eat if you want to feel good, have more energy, reduce hunger, and eliminate cravings, how to track macros without losing your mind, and the three common pitfalls that women make when tracking macros. At the deepest level, most women are searching for relief. Relief from confusion, relief from fighting your body, relief from feeling like health has become harder and harder. No matter how much you learn or how much effort you put in, if you can relate, I'm with you. But beyond relief, you might be searching for a very specific emotional experience in your body and in your life. Do you want to wake up feeling refreshed instead of feeling like you didn't sleep at all? Or do you want to stop dragging through the day so that you can actually start enjoying every moment? Do you want to stop depending on caffeine so that you have the energy you need for all of your adventures? And what about, do you want to feel physically capable again? Or maybe for you, for the first time. And this might sound like a fantasy wish list, but I promise you, it's actually a small sampling of what happens and how your life changes when you learn how to track macros the right way. All of this and so much more is waiting for you, but you do have to cultivate some skills. It's like learning a new language. But when you do, it becomes very second nature, very innate, and very quick. So let's jump in. So if you're new here, you may not know that I have been in practice for 30 years. I'm a dinosaur, and there's not a lot of women in my industry like me. There's actually not a lot of professionals at all like me. Most people don't have the longevity in their career, especially in this business, like I've had. I have a degree in exercise physiology and nutrition, and since have spent so much time every single day, every single week, pouring through research so that I could discover the holy grail of nutrition, because I've always believed that there has to be one right fuel source that the human body was designed for. So my background is exercise physiology, and I learned about biology and human nutrition and chemistry and all of these science-based facts about the human body. And so it made sense to me, well, then there's got to be one perfect fuel source, right? I think it's logical. Since college, I have been obsessed with finding the most perfect method of eating that works for everyone. And for years, I personally tried pretty much every New York Times bestselling diet book that came out. And way back then, I would teach my clients what I was learning so that I could also get real world feedback from them on what was actually working for real people. And after decades, literally, of trial and error, I finally discovered eating according to macros, and kaboom, the light bulb went off for me because it made so much sense. It's a prescriptive way to get the right amount of protein, the perfect amount of fat, and the right amount of carbs each day without guessing. And it's based on biology. It's based on what the human body is designed for. And I loved that. As soon as I started choosing foods based on how they would balance my macros each day, I started feeling like I had finally found home. And I didn't have to worry about how much protein or how many carbs I was eating. I trusted that the numbers would solve for everything, and they did. It was the first time that I felt like my body wasn't fighting. It wasn't fighting against me. It wasn't fighting me in a certain direction. It literally just all clicked. Within days, my body felt like it could relax, that it no longer was on like high alert and always in reaction. I see this with clients when they come to me for the first time. They feel like they eat something and their body reacts. They eat something different and their body reacts differently. They eat something and they get a good reaction, and then they eat something and they get a bad reaction. It's always in reaction. But here's the thing. Your body performs best when it feels safe and nourished. So for the first time in my entire life, I actually felt stable. And like my body had the right fuel that it wanted, but also what it needed. It was one of those defining moments when I literally and actually broke down and cried. It was like I felt validated for all of my struggles and that I was never really the problem. It's that all of those previous ideologies and strategies were the problem and they didn't work for me. My body finally began to release water, and I noticed that what I thought was body fat actually wasn't. It was just a bunch of water that my body had been holding on to. This is what we call interstitial water retention or inflammation. Your body holds on to water for a number of reasons, and diet can be one of those. My appearance changed, and I felt less bloated all the time. My tummy just felt comfortable and balanced. And it was so powerful, obviously, to say the least. And I remember thinking, why didn't they teach me this in college? I went to one of the best universities in the world for this topic. And never once did we talk about balancing protein, fat, and carbs in a strategic way. And on one level, I was relieved. On another level, I was so mad. I felt like, why isn't anyone talking about this? This was about, I think, 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. And that's when I realized I had to start talking about it. And since that day, I have never strayed. This is the diet that I will go to my grave with. And that decision has carried me every single week with myself and my clients for at least 10 years. And I see the power of this kind of eating in my clients too. So after learning this, the majority of my clients come back to me and say, I don't feel the urge to snack at night anymore. I'm satisfied by my food. Food doesn't have power over me like it used to. I feel a calm, stable energy that gets me through my day and my workouts. My midsection and my tummy are flat for the first time ever. And I feel less emotional in life and more specifically around food. And again, these might sound like some magical fantasies of hyperbole or even like slick marketing, but I will tell you exactly why these are the kind of results that women get when they learn how to track macros the right way. Stable blood sugar is one of those things that sounds medical or maybe abstract until you actually experience it. Because when your blood sugar is stable, you'll feel dramatically different. And many women have lived with blood sugar instability for so long that they think that their symptoms are just normal aging or stress or a lack of willpower. The shortest version of a very long biological conversation is this. Eating according to macros is powerful for two key reasons. Number one, the first is that it stabilizes blood sugar, as I just said. And what that means is all of your organs will get the resources that they need 24/7 so they can do their job and they can keep you feeling stable. Your brain will have the fuel that it prefers so that you can think more clearly and all day long. All of a sudden, you'll become a genius. Your appetite quiets down along with a lot of the food noise, and cravings are pretty much instantly eliminated. And lastly, you'll have more consistent energy throughout the day. The second key reason eating according to macros is so powerful is because it ensures that you get the minimum effective dose each day for protein, carbs, and fat. And this means your body will get the amino acids it needs for repair. You'll get sufficient protein for building muscle without getting too much. Your brain will get its preferred fuel, which is glucose, without having to manufacture it through alternate mechanisms and metabolisms. And you'll get the fats that you need for hormone production and satiety without getting too much, which leads to weight gain simply because fats contribute more calories per gram than any other nutrient. Fat calories add up fast, and even though they're healthy and they're good for you, it's super easy to get too many calories each day from fat. All right, so let's break this down. Let me explain what macros are and where to find them. The term macros is short for macronutrients, and they are the three main nutrients that contribute calories that your body needs in large amounts in order to function, feel good, and create energy. There are three and only three macronutrients. They are protein, fat, and carbohydrates. Every food that you eat is made up of one or more of these three macros. Some foods like fruit are nearly all carbohydrates, while nuts contain all three macronutrients. Nuts have protein, fat, and carbs. Every food that you eat has a different macronutrient profile. When you eat, you're getting some combination of these three macronutrients, macros, based on the food items and the quantities that you eat. Unless you're choosing your foods intentionally based on their macronutrient profile, you'll never really know how much of each macronutrient you're getting in a day. So if you're not tracking them, you have no idea how much fat you're eating, how much protein, or how many carbs you're eating. And depending on what foods you eat, you may end the day with protein being the most predominant macronutrient, meaning protein contributed the most of your calories during that day. Or, as is the case for most women in my experience, if you're not tracking, you're probably ending the day with fat being the most predominant. And this is the detail that matters the most, because your body will respond based on the exact distribution of macros at the end of the day. The formulation that you eat today at the end of the day determines how your metabolism runs and how it responds. Learning how to track macros the right way is like programming your biology for the outcome that you want. If you want to perform better, there's a macronutrient distribution for that. If you want to build muscle, there's a different macronutrient distribution. And if you don't care about anything but losing weight, there's a different macronutrient distribution for that too. Each macronutrient, macro, plays a very specific role in your body. Protein is for muscle repair, optimal metabolism, satiety. Carbs are for energy, nervous system support, and workout fuel and performance, brain energy and brain fuel. Fat is for hormones and brain health and optimal cellular function. So here's your pop quiz for the day. Which macro is the most important of all? It's a trick question. Okay. All three macronutrients are critical, important, and equally necessary. There is not one that is more important than the other, despite what your favorite social media voice tells you. Each macronutrient is super important and equally relevant. And this term macros, it's not a diet rule, and it's actually not a diet really at all. Macros are simply information. Macros are a way to understand how your body is being fueled. Now, here's the thing. Depending on how you strategize the percentages of each macro, protein, fat, and carbohydrates, your body performs differently. You're literally programming your body's operation by eating more protein or more carbs or less protein or more fat. As you tinker with the ratios, your body responds in kind. So tracking macros really is an opportunity to program your body the way that you want. And there are some common mistakes and pitfalls to look out for. The first is blindly focusing on calories each day in order to eat less and lose weight, when instead you want to look at the balance and the percentages of each macronutrient throughout the day. One of the best ways to track macros right is to build each meal around protein first. I'm going to talk about that more, because this protein first approach protects lean muscle mass, which is a critical part of your health, your longevity, and your metabolism. And most women these days, really, when I look at it, are getting protein wrong. There is a window of protein that ensures that you get the minimum effective dose each day. And then around that window, you need to have carbohydrates and fat. See, all three are key, but build your macros around protein first. And when you do this, you'll avoid pitfall number two, treating carbs like the enemy. This is where women are going wrong these days for two reasons. Number one, because of the overemphasis of protein these days. And number two, because you've been programmed for 30 years to think that lowering your carb intake promotes fat loss. And while on some level that could be true, it's way more complicated than that. Without going down the rabbit hole here, let's just focus on why carbs are important. Carbs support performance. If you don't feel energized and powerful in your workouts, it could be because you're not getting your carbs right. This was a huge mistake for me for a really long time, and I think that's why the light bulb was so bright when I figured this out. If you're always hungry, have sugar cravings, or feel like your brain can't keep up each day, there is a good chance that you're either under-eating carbs or not pairing them with protein. Carbs also help recovery. After your workouts, you have most likely depleted some of the stored carbohydrate in your muscles and your liver, and those stores must be replenished. When you get your carb intake right, you give your muscle and your body the resources to recover efficiently. And low-carb approaches often backfire for active women because carb intake really should reflect your exercise output. If you lift weights, which you probably do if you listen to my podcast, and you do cardio, and you're trying to build muscle, you're going to need more carbs each day. And if you don't get enough, there will be consequences in the form of fatigue or poor workouts or the inability to increase your weight loads, mood swings, and unresponsive muscle. So many women come to me and say, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I lift heavy. I eat tons of protein and I only do low intensity cardio. I get my steps in, but I can't build muscle to save my life. And it's most often because they're not getting their carbs right. And as soon as I increase their intake to at least 40% of daily calories, they start noticing immediate benefits. So as you can see, getting your nutrition right is a larger conversation than just protein is good and carbs are bad. It is way more intricate than that. So if you're feeling excited and already inspired to learn more, make sure that you grab my Macros 101 guidebook. It's totally free. It is still one of my most downloaded resources, and it walks you through how to master your macros. After this episode, you want to get your hands on it. Come over to hollyperkins.com/macros. Up next, I'm going to review more pitfalls and give you the roadmap so that you can track macros the right way. But first, I want to tell you about a product that I am obsessed with. Isn't it interesting how sleep changes as you get older? In your early 20s, you could stay up late. You could get 4 or 5 hours of sleep and somehow still function the next day. You could power through or grab a coffee and be fine. But that doesn't really seem to work anymore, does it? Somewhere in your 30s, sleep stops being optional. You feel it when it's off. There's brain fog or shorter patience. You feel sluggish workouts. It's the sense that you're just not fully on. And for me, sleep is everything if I want to operate at a very high level each day. And that is why I started using Beams Dream Powder. When I was looking for a sleep aid, I wasn't looking to be knocked out. I didn't want that drugged, groggy feeling the next morning. I just wanted real deep sleep, the kind that actually restores you. Dream is made with a powerful blend of all natural ingredients: reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin. I've been using Dream for nearly a year now, and I can honestly say that I feel sharper, calmer, and more focused. I finally felt like I could tackle life head on instead of just trying to get through my days. And I'm not the only one. Beam has already improved over 28 million nights of sleep, helping people across the country wake up and feel their best. If you're in that stage of life where you just can't push through bad sleep anymore, this is exactly what you need to be trying. Go to shopbeam.com/HollyP and use code HollyP and take advantage of my exclusive offer for up to 40% off Beam's Dream Powder. This is the best discount that Beam gives out. So make sure you tell your friends too, even if they don't listen to the show. If they want to fix their sleep, they've got to try Beam. So remember, go to shopbeam.com/HollyP and use code HollyP. With my code HollyP, you can grab Dream for up to 40% off. Try it today. So if you're new to the concept of tracking macros, you may be wondering, but why is this style of eating more effective than others? And if you've tried tracking your macros but found that it was hard, I want to give you a few tips and insights. Tracking macros is hands down the most effective way to eat if you want to feel good, have more energy, reduce hunger, or eliminate cravings. And honestly, if there were something better that existed, I would be teaching it. But this remains a core foundational consideration of all of my coaching because I know it's the best. Eating according to macros is so effective because, number one, you get to choose the foods that you prefer to eat. And then you get to avoid the ones that you don't, allowing you to construct your meals in unlimited ways. Instead of having to follow a specific diet or a specific meal plan with unfamiliar foods, you pick and choose the foods that you want that are in your kitchen or what you prefer, and then just plug and play. You don't have to eat radically different foods in order to get results. You get to eat your familiar and favorite foods in different ways for radical success. If you prefer, let's say, chicken over tofu as your protein, you build it in. If you don't like cottage cheese, but you do love protein powder, easy, build your snacks around it. In my experience, this is literally the least restrictive diet approach that I have ever experienced. And to me, this is total food freedom. Number two, the reason it's so effective if you want to feel good and have more energy and reduce hunger and eliminate cravings comes down to its influence on your biology. When you eat to regulate blood glucose, you provide consistent fueling to all of the organs of your body, including your brain, your heart, and muscles. And when you track macros the right way, according to what I'm going to teach you next, you're getting the precise combination of protein, fats, and carbs that keep your blood sugar levels steady and stable. So this means better energy, more appropriate hunger and appetite, and it absolutely obliterates cravings because you're giving your body what it needs as defined by Mother Nature. The third reason why eating according to macros is so effective is because it is the only diet that promotes total food freedom, because when you start tracking your food, you're able to incorporate and build in wedding cake, or champagne, or Easter candy, or Friday night pizza, or Taco Tuesdays. All you have to do is adjust the portion sizes of these fun foods so that when they add up, they equal the macronutrient ratio that you're targeting. Now, I'm not suggesting you should eat all of these fun celebratory foods on the regular, but a question for you is, do you really envision the rest of your life not eating wedding cake or celebrating on a holiday or enjoying maybe a glass of wine if you drink alcohol? It's pretty unrealistic that you're going to avoid some of these fun foods in life. And this is literally the approach to eating that allows you to build those foods in while still reaching your goals and not feeling like crap along the way. And while my clients find this to be the most manageable and productive way to eat, it's not without a drawback or two. If you've tried tracking and it feels hard or maybe triggering for you, it's quite likely that you're unknowingly falling into pitfall number three, which is obsessing over perfection or getting too detailed. And so if that's you, if you've tried tracking your macros and you're like, it just is too frenzying or it just triggers you, I want you to just take a quiet moment and ask yourself, could it be because you're aiming for this idea of perfection? Is that possible? Because that is a pitfall, and there's a solution here. For some women, any kind of counting or measuring has a tendency to trigger overly observant food distraction. And so if you have a history of disordered eating, this approach might take some reframing or rewiring on your perspective. And here is the fix for that. When you get your macros balanced each day, you have massive wiggle room. There is absolutely no need to get it perfect. And oh, by the way, there is no such thing as perfect unless I put you in a lab and we measure every food that goes in your mouth. We have no idea what you're actually eating. You can let go of obsessing over perfection because it's, number one, not reality anyway. It's just a figment in your brain. And it's also just not necessary. As long as you're about, let's say, 80% close to your target strategy, which I'll go over in a moment, you're going to feel the benefits and you're going to notice the results almost immediately. You do not need to be perfect. You do not need to weigh or track every blueberry or get your protein down to the gram because the way that I teach macros, you aim for a percentage of total daily calories instead of hard numbers in grams or calories. And that is a big distinction because when you're focusing on the percentage of carbohydrates each day, it's a lot less precision focused and it takes away some of that over observant behavior. The power is in consistency over perfection, and being close enough works because at the end of the day, no one needs to earn their food. And when you give your body what it actually needs biologically, it stops screaming at you. It stops urging you to eat chocolate or chips or cheesecake or whatever your urges drive you to. And oh, by the way, if you haven't heard my lemon pound cake story, please know I lived this for a lot of years. I am speaking from experience as someone who was crippled by sugar and food cravings. And now to this day, I am not joking. If I eat 4 little mini chocolate chips, I am done. In fact, my appetite and my cravings have been adjusted by such a degree that sometimes I just don't really even want to eat. Now, that's a problem in and of itself as well because it's still important to eat. But talk about natural GLP-1 production. This is it right here. You get this approach to nutrition right, and you will never have to think about a weight loss injectable. That is not hyperbole. When you get intelligent and strategic about the formulation of the fuel that you're putting into your body becomes a Ferrari. It performs fast and hot and powerfully. But you must give it the right fuel for it to do its job the way that it was built. So, if you're ready to get the details and learn exactly how to track macros the right way without losing your mind, let's get into it. Grab your notebook. As I just said, you've got to approach this with flexibility so that you can skip the quiet part about calorie counting and enjoy the loud part of visible results. The first step is that you pretty much have to utilize a food tracking app. It's really hard to do this on paper, and you certainly can't do it in your head. Personally, I like MyFitnessPal, but many people also like MyMacros. Download an app and set it up. You do not have to overthink its calculation for your calories. Just let the app guide you in terms of your goals. Now, for your actual macro targets, the best place to start is by setting your carbohydrate target between 40 and 50% and protein and fat between 25 and 30%. This is the magic range for most people, and it's what I live and die by. So each day, your task is to mix and match your go-to foods so that by the end of the day, your total calorie intake, whatever it is, reflects around 40 to 50% carbs according to the macros tab inside of your app. You get to eat the foods that you want and skip the ones you don't, keeping in mind that it's assumed you're choosing healthy, unprocessed whole foods with minimal ingredients. You want to think lean proteins, vegetables of all kinds, fresh or frozen fruits, starchy root vegetables or grains, and healthy fats, right? Like, you don't need me to tell you that. This system works miracles when high-quality food intersects with the metrics that we're discussing. So I've got five steps to macro success. Step number one, begin by tracking your current food intake that reflects exactly what you've been eating when you weren't following any particular strategy. Just log your foods for a few days and start to observe the macro distribution. Are you high in fats? Are you low in protein? Are you high in protein? No judgments, just track and log for a week. Invite yourself to notice what's actually happening before trying to fix anything, because often you're going to be closer than you realize. So all you have to do then is just adjust and tweak foods up or down. Step number two, before it's time to eat, roughly plan out your next meal and identify your protein first. Once you decide on that, you can then build your carbs and your fat around the protein until you achieve that 40 to 50% carb target. And the protein options are up to you. A great exercise is to sit down with a pen and paper and just list out every possible protein source that you can think of so that you can see the abundance of eating this way. Because people get stuck on chicken, or protein powder after protein powder. There are so many different sources of protein, and you want to make sure that you enjoy all of them. And if you're unsure which foods are categorized as proteins, be sure to download the free Macros 101 guidebook that I mentioned earlier, because it lists out all of the most common food sources for proteins, fats, and carbs. Come to my website, hollyperkins.com/macros, and you'll get it for free instantly. Step number three, I teach a process called the mealtime mantra that helps you build out meals in a balanced way. After you've selected your protein for your next meal, you want to decide what carbs you want to eat with that protein, because you might want, let's say, oatmeal with your egg whites at breakfast, whereas someone else might want vegetables with their egg whites. Oats and veggies are both carbs, so you get to decide. Enter your protein serving size into your food tracking app and then build your carbs around it. It helps to choose high fiber carbs that reflect Mother Earth's bounty. You want fruits and vegetables and whole oats and maybe grains or beans and legumes. Then, once that's done, you assess the amount of fat that's already present because most proteins come with some fat. So you navigate to that macros tab and you see the macronutrient distribution for that meal. Then, at that point, you'll most likely need to add some fat to the meal. But again, you get to pick. So I don't love avocado. I know, gasp, what's wrong with me, right? I really don't. They make my tongue swell up. I just don't love them. Half the time, they're yucky when I get them home from the grocery store. I haven't landed on the avocado thing. And I generally choose olive oil, which my body craves and I love. Or maybe you want half and half in your coffee as your fat, and that accounts for some of the fats in that meal. Then it's literally just a matter of adjusting your portion sizes until the macro percentages balance out. Step number four, the goal isn't to become perfect at tracking. The goal is to become more connected to what your body needs. This is the roadmap. This gives you feedback. You want to look at the generalities and aim to be within about 5% of each macronutrient. So if you're aiming for a 50-25-25 macro distribution, you don't have to hit that perfectly. Aim for it, but maybe you'll land at 48% carbs or 27% protein or 29% fat. Just get within about 5% of any one macronutrient and you will win. You do not have to obsess over the numbers. And lastly, number five, simply adjust your food choices, your portion sizes, or your macros based on feedback from your body. What is your body telling you? It's helpful to stick with one strategy for 10 to 14 days as you're gathering feedback data. But then, if you notice anything noteworthy, you can adjust your strategy and follow that for 10 to 14 days. So you'll want to track your energy, mood, hunger in between meals, sleep quality, performance during your workouts, and recovery. These will be the clues guiding you to better macros because your body is always communicating with you. Now, if this is a new conversation for you, I really encourage you to listen to it a few times when you can take some notes. Take a deep breath and remember, this is about experimentation. This is about finding out what foods and what macro distribution really works best for you. And I have found it's always between 40-30-30 and 50-25-25. That means your carbohydrates are always going to land between 40 and 50% of your total daily calories. Then, to continue the conversation, I encourage you to check out my podcast episode, Energy Levels Women Want, How to Eat and Exercise to Actually Feel Great Again. It's episode 99, and you'll find it wherever you're listening to this episode right now on all major listening platforms, or come over to my website, hollyperkins.com/blog, and just search for Energy Levels Women, and you'll find it. You might be tempted to think, why can't this just be easier? Why does eating feel so complicated? I felt that way for so long until I found the system that works. And if this is a new concept for you, I so invite you to just practice and experiment. Because once you learn it and it becomes second nature, you'll never have to track again, but you'll know exactly how much protein, how much carbs, and how much fat you need each day to really feel your best. I hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for another brand new one on Tuesday of next week. Stay strong, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I am so happy that you're here and I hope you loved it. If you did, please take a moment to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review. And if you want more from me, check out my blog and coaching programs over at hollyperkins.com. That's all for now. I'll see you next week.